Well, you should be at the top of the steps now, and if you're like me, you'll probably be glad of a little break here. And actually, if you just sort of stop in the open woodland up here and have a little look around, you may be able to see the remains and foundations of buildings, bits of brick, bits of concrete and so on, in amongst the trees and partially hidden by the grass. Well, the reason for this is that during the Second World War, this was an army encampment up here. In the build-up to D-Day in 1944, the British Army did quite a lot of training up on the North York Moors, especially armoured training. In fact, they did a lot of tank training on the moors. And Kirkham Priory, which is just up the A64, is one of the places where they tested out the specialist armour that they used on D-Day. Things like sort of swimming tanks, mine-clearing tanks and what have you. And so the area around here, you have to imagine in 1944, in the build-up to D-Day and in the year before, full of soldiers doing all kinds of things and presumably eating the deer that we talked about earlier. Well, carry on through that open woodland along the track. You'll see more evidence of the Second World War encampment. And you'll emerge just in front of a rather attractive stone lodge, part of the Duncombe Estate. And over to your left, well, what a view. Here's the Valley of the Rye, Rydale. You can also see a track which runs down through the valley, through the fields and through the woods. That ran from Duncombe Park over to Revo Abbey, and it enabled the inhabitants of Duncombe to go over to Revo to enjoy the remains there, picnic and what have you. And really, I think this is just one of the loveliest views on the walk, looking down into the valley of the Rye here. And it was a view that was appreciated as early as the 12th century, in fact, because perhaps the most famous cleric who worshipped and worked at Revo, Aelred of Revo, Saint Aelred of Revo, is supposed to have been riding past here on a diplomatic mission. He was the son of a Northumbrian noble family that had links with both Scotland and England, and he was quite an intellectual. But riding through here, he saw the beauty of Revo, saw the little monastic community that was below, and thought, I want to join it. And he did, and he rose through the ranks of the abbey to become the abbot, the third abbot. And in fact, such was perhaps the spirituality of his life and the work that he did here that he was later canonized and became Saint Aelred of Revo. And I just think, as I stand here and look down into that valley, you can really imagine him riding along here and pausing and just thinking, you know, I'll have some of that.